Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Almost a week later, Florida's races for governor and Senate still have not been decided. CBS News correspondent Peter King joins us from Orlando. Peter, let's start with the Senate race. The incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson has filed a lawsuit.
Well, actually, you know what? Everybody is filing lawsuits in this one. The latest lawsuit coming from the Nelson campaign, which has sued the Elections Department because it wants mail-in ballots that were posted or postmarked before Election Day but didn't make it to the elections offices. They want them to be counted. Now, I've got to tell you something. I sent in a mail-in ballot, and we were told explicitly, and the instructions are there, saying they have to be in the elections office by Election Day. So that's the law. I think what this stems from is a box of about 220 ballots were found at the Opa-locka Post Office in South Florida. If that sounds familiar, that's where a lot of the material from the alleged mail bomber went through. So I think that's what this comes from.
So what about the governor's race? Because we know about the Senate race is very close, but the governor's race not quite as close. What's happening with that?
The Senate race is within 0.14%. The governor's race is just over 0.4%. And quite frankly, there is so little noise in the governor's race, it amazes me because there was so much rhetoric during the actual campaign. I think the feeling is because there is more of a margin. I think, you know, there is a certain comfort factor on the Republicans. We've heard very little from the apparent winner, Ron DeSantis, and we've heard a little bit from Andrew Gillum, the Democrat who had hoped to become governor. Contrast that, guys, with the Senate race, where we're getting email missives, it seems like every few minutes, from both the Bill Nelson and Rick Scott campaigns.
Busy afternoon again for Peter King, covering all these still undecided races in Florida. Peter, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, guys. There's a long way to go in this one.
It sure is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.